Lady Mac Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Lady Macs brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheat and Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And now the Lady Macs pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, and Jason Bovee.
WOGO.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back inside the Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire. It is time once again for McDonald Lady Mac softball. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovee, soon to be joined by the third member of our broadcast team, Chris Malika. McDonald 1-0 will play two here today, Jason. First against the Somerset Spartans, then they'll take on the St. Croix Falls Saints a little bit later on. And we've been talking off the air leading up to this one, some really elite competition for the Lady Macs here this afternoon and evening.
Yeah, and another tough middle border, you know, it's a middle border, right,
Caleb? Yes, indeed, yep.
Yeah, another tough team from that conference, Somerset. They won conference last year, and this is a game we usually have towards the end of our season, usually, and it was always a great game going in right before playoffs, but this team here in Somerset is going to test us today for sure.
We'll hear from both head coaches and talking about how they wanted to play each other. Again, an opportunity to get better by playing some quality non-conference competition. I know Coach Wells on the other side for Somerset, he was saying ever since a few years ago we played McDonald and they took us to extras and won a one-run game. They thought, hey, this is a team that we're willing to travel and play, and they were just at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. This is a Somerset team that will absolutely travel to play quality competition. So I think certainly a compliment to McDonald that they say, hey, we want to make sure that we play you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you and I were talking. They have three games under their belts already, and one game is against Big River's
Rice Lake
and Menominee.
Yeah,
Menominee
too.
Always plays Chi-High really tough, and I think they split with Chi-High last year. So, I mean, if you can play with those Big River's teams, it doesn't matter what division you are. They want to play good teams, and so do we. That's what's going to make you better.
When you look, and we'll move on with our Lady Macs pregame show in a moment here and chat with both head coaches, but when you look at what McDonald did that first game, a high-scoring affair with Altoona, what did you see from your coach's perspective where you say, hey, I like what the girls did, something that they can build on?
I really liked how we came out and we swung the bats, Caleb. Sometimes in those first games they could be a little tentative, a little shy, but they came out swinging. They weren't afraid to swing. I was excited to see that. I got to talk to a few of the girls, and one thing to pay attention here today is they said the lighting today. You know, Aaliyah mentioned when a pop fly is hit, it's really hard for them to see it. So we'll pay attention to that. But it is hard when a ball's hit in the air in this Sonnentag Center.
Well, the 1-0 McDonald Lady Macs against the 1-2 Somerset Spartans. We'll step out and take a break. We'll be back right after this with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Joshua Wells of Somerset. We're back on WOGO Sports Lady Macs Softball coming up next.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com. When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Mac Softball Pregame live on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook, here with head coach Joshua Wells of Somerset. And coach, we were talking off the air about this game between McDonald and Somerset doesn't always happen, and yet it's a game that you want on the schedule, I would think, because it can make both squads better.
Yeah, and it all comes down to like 3-4 years ago, we played McDonald Central in kind of a last-minute addition, and it went into 9 or 10 total innings and ended up being a 1-0 game in McDonald's favor. And they've been competitive, and they continue to bring that tough softball that we want to see, and it's a good look for us.
When you look at your team, the first 3 games, obviously we're still playing March softball, but what have you liked so far where you say, hey, we can build on that?
Offensively, we've been really good. We use quality at bats as kind of our main statistic, kind of rule how our hitting is going, and we've been doing a really excellent job making sure every time we come to the plate, doing something productive with the ball, making sure that we're getting rid of those fly outs, those pop flies that just don't move runners around, and that's been a really nice piece of our game starting out the season.
I know you've had a kind of a pitching rotation those first few games, tournaments and such too, but what can we expect from your starter in the circle today?
Marissa Weigleitner does a really good job of throwing the ball up in the zone. She's really intelligent and being able to, you know, work a hitter quickly into an 0-2 count. She's got some speed that she can work with, and then she's got a really nice changeup to come back with to really throw off a hitter's tempo.
Coach, it should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to some great games here today, and we appreciate your time very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Coach Wells of Somerset back after this with Coach Rick Ruff of McDonald on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
It's truck month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get 3 visits included on a 2-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com. If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it? Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Wirzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgalla.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports. Next up, our conversation with Lady Mac's head coach, Rick Ruff, brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. Welcome back to McDonald Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports, live once again from the Son and Take Center in Eau Claire, here with head coach Rick Ruff. McDonald 1-0 on the season. Coach, some significant competition that you'll face today, and that's great because you know you're going to get these games in. Somerset and St. Croix Falls, two excellent programs.
Yes, you're right. We're going to get these games in. We've had Somerset on our schedule for, I think, 4 years, and I think two of the four we were either rained out or cold out, so we know we're going to play them this year.
You remarked after that first game that you really like the communication, especially with, again, a lot of new players on varsity, some young players like that communication. Is that something you're continuing to see in practice?
Yes, that is a focal point for the entire year. We have to make sure that the girls that have been here playing this game with us for a few years are communicating and helping the younger girls get up to speed as fast as they can.
And what does it add, having those seniors back from that senior trip? Obviously, got to get acclimated, miss some practices and things like that too, but just having them in the building, so to speak, is really helpful.
Just in the building means that we're a little bit more lively. That's a group that likes to chatter. They like to communicate with each other. They like to have fun. So it just changes our atmosphere just to the right side a little bit better.
Coach, we'll talk to you afterward. Looking forward to some fun softball this afternoon.
Great, thank you.
Head coach Rick Ruff, we continue Lady Mac's pregame on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a smarter way to save and spend? Royal Credit Union has you covered with the Save and Spend Duo. Bundled checking and high-yield savings for simple, all-in-one banking. Earn 3.00% annual percentage yield on the first $10,000 in high-yield savings with no minimum balance required. Plus, every debit purchase helps you save with Debit Roundup, turning spare change into big savings. Open your Royal Credit Union Save and Spend Duo today at rcu.org/royalbundle. Insured by NCUA.
Do you feel like you're having a bad hair day every day? Minerals in your water can build up, leaving your hair dry, frizzy, and even discolored. A Water Care water softener can nip that problem right at the source. Book your free home water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Welcome back. McDonald Lady Max pregame live from the Son and Tag Center in Eau Claire. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey, Chris Malika joining us soon here on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Also on the radio on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Zach Wycheck, our audio producer back at the WOGO home base in Halley. On-site video producer Sam Aberley and Conley Engelmeyer. Time for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We've been talking about the tough competition that McDonald will face here today, starting off with his Somerset squad. Jason, what do you think is a key or two here tonight for the Lady Max to try to move to 2-0?
I think today we have to be better defensively. clean up the few errors and that we had, you know, last week and just be better than we were the week before or the game before, right? If we're getting better every day, that's what matters. And big key for me is we're going to have great defense today against this Somerset team.
Your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. We had our conversation with head coach Rick Ruff brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. That's gibsonswatercare.com. McDonald, Jason, Coach Rick Ruff said, hey, I like the communication. And when you look at the mixture of youth versus the experience that this team has, melding those two is going to be one of the challenges, but also opportunities for this team this season.
Yeah, you have to have communication. Without that, it's just there's too much chaos on the ball field, and we don't want that. And looking forward to a good game here today.
We will step out and take a final break as they're going to see if they can get this one rolling a little bit early. So we'll be back right after this on WOGO Sports. McDonald softball coming up here on WOGO. We're back in just a moment.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Uh-oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's time for softball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Not going to miss the opening pitch this time here as we get a little bit more acquainted. Again, thank you so much to our board operator, Zach Wycheck, back at the WOGO studios in Halley, and our video operators in tandem tonight, Sam Aberle and Conley Engelmeyer. This is a split doubleheader, so we always say it, but we'd highly encourage you, if you are watching on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, hit that subscribe button and the notification bell, because there will be an indeterminate amount of time between game one and game three of the day, the two that we are covering, so then you'll get notified when we go live again with McDonald and St. Croix Falls in the nightcap here tonight. So again, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Hit subscribe if you'd be so kind, and that notification bell. It's McDonald 1-0 against Somerset 1-2, and should be a competitive game here. I know we've got your older daughter Avery here to our left, and I'm not sure if Avery wants to be on camera or not, so we won't make her. But it's great to, again, have a family member on the field, too, here kind of behind the plate or just off to the right of at the Sonntag Center. We can't say enough, again, about their welcoming atmosphere here at the Sonntag. And great to be back to softball and to get, again, guaranteed three games in before the end of March, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, last week you and I were looking for that scoreboard, and it would have helped both of us.
Yes,
we were asking each other to count a couple of times. But, you know, this competition here today, Caleb, reminds me a lot of that Saturday we had in Prescott last season. The competition level of that with, you know, those two big teams in Prescott and Hudson, similarities of here today. And, I mean, that's how good this competition is that we're seeing today, and I'm excited to see how we do.
St. Croix Falls Saints will play Somerset in the second game, and then we'll be back with the third game, McDonald against St. Croix Falls. So, again, the captain's meeting now, and we will get underway very shortly. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. We appreciate their support. Northwestern Bank, McDonald. We'll have Kelsey Bremnes in the circle. Countering on the other side for Somerset is Marissa Wegleitner, the junior, number four. Very, very talented. She threw the first game of the season for Somerset and I believe had eight strikeouts versus just four walks, if I'm remembering correctly, too, in that game. And it's going to be a challenge here on the other side for Kelsey Bremnes, whether she goes the distance or gives way to Riley Christensen or Leah Bovey or Jasmine Gerber. This Somerset team can absolutely hit.
Yeah, and having that, we talked off air about the luxury of having four different pitchers on this team that can throw. Obviously, game two, I'm sure, you know, you're not going to burn Kelsey 150 pitches today, especially with two games, but we have that luxury of using lots of different arms here today.
So Kelsey Bremnes, one end of the battery. The junior, fellow junior, Lizzie Liebrandt, the University of Sioux Falls, commit behind the dish. McDonald will have Claire Ruff at short, Ella Amet, the freshman, at third, Jasmine Gerber at first, Aaliyah Bovey at second, and also Bryn Wiedemeyer in left, Riley Christensen in center, and Taylen Hansen, the freshman, in right field. Batting order for Somerset, they'll lead off with Claire Donahue, the sophomore, 444 hitter in the first three games of the season, number 25, the third baseman, Gladys Kading, sophomore, 500 hitter so far, right fielder, number 37, Olivia Johnson, 333 hitter, the junior, shortstop, number 7, batting third. In the cleanup spot, Hannah Heinz, the senior, she's hit a homer already, has six runs batted in, hitting 500 on the young season, number 3, the center fielder, and that'll be the first four for Somerset as we are about ready to get underway here on WOGO. Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and on Facebook. We appreciate you joining us here from the Sonntag Center. Shout out to the Sonntag, by the way. If you missed it, talked about it last time, they've got the Wisconsin Badgers volleyball spring game against the University of Minnesota. So Madtown against U of M. Tickets go on sale online on the Sonntag website April 7th and April 10th. That much anticipated event. So a lot of great events here at the Sonntag, but just one we want to highlight and want them to be supported as well, too, the way they support local sports. So Claire Donahue, the sophomore, batting from the right as Kelsey Bremnes prepares for her opening salvo. Strike one called. As long as we're giving shout-outs, thank you so much, Avery, for being here. It's awesome having a scoreboard this time. Pitch two, it is sent out to left, and it'll drop in front of Bryn Wiedemeyer for an opening single for Claire Donahue.
Kelsey came with a change up there, and batter did a good job sitting on it and dropping it just past the third baseman.
And Coach Joshua Wells said, yeah, we're happy with the way we've hit so far. We've been in some high-scoring affairs. The Somerset Spartans popped high into the air and heading over toward the dugout and out of play. Gladys Kading, just a sophomore, hitting 500, number 37, playing right field today. Donahue at first. Premise the pitch, low and in the synthetic dirt. There's a throw to second, and safe at second as the throw gets away is Claire Donahue. She's in scoring position.
Somerset going to be aggressive, just like we expected, and they're showing it there.
Testing the arm of Lizzie Liebrand is not something a lot of players have done successfully. One one the count. The pitch fouled back. And ahead in the count, heat from Bremnes. Inside. We're even it at two balls and two strikes.
2-4-1.
Well, pitching coach Ashley Rubens are right to our right, which is pretty cool hearing the calls just a few feet away. Hard line drive that's sent out to center field. Riley Christensen will scoop it up. She will throw to third. It gets away from Ahmet for a moment, but Jasmine Gerber over there to recover. Wisely taking second, Gladys Kading. So now runners at second and third with no one out as Somerset comes out, bats blazing.
She was all over that pitch and took it out to center field.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Opening pitch fouled straight back for Olivia Johnson, the junior shortstop, number 7. Also bats from the right, 333 hitter in those first three games of the season. No one out, runners on second and third, so two in scoring position for the Somerset Spartans. Hard grounder to Ella Ahmet. That's going to score a run as she tries to make the play at first and gets away. And a second run coming in. Smart base running by Somerset.
You're right, Ella.
Ella just sailed the throw a little bit over Jasmine's head, and it's okay. We'll be all right.
So two in very early on for Somerset as they lead with a runner at first. Hannah Heinz, the senior, mentioned has some home run power, already six runs batted in, hitting 500 so far here in the season. First left-handed batter in the lineup for Coach Wells. First offering is high from Kelsey Bremnes.
1-2-3, 1-2-3.
So Donahue has scored and Kading has scored. Olivia Johnson reaching on the air as she's at first. Called strike one. Stepping out of the box for a little bit is Heinz. Discover a future of excellence that is rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year. The pitch, ball maybe just a little bit wide. McDonald's now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. None out, two in so far for Somerset. We're in the top of the first. Bremnes is low. 3-1 hitters count for Hannah Heinz. Again, 500 hitters so far in the first three games, and another 500 hitter in Marissa Wegleitner coming up next. Whistling it in for a strike and working the count full is Kelsey Bremnes.
4-2-3, 4-2-3.
Three balls, two strikes. Runner at first. Up high, and the throw will not come from the catcher, Lizzie Liebrandt.
Ball four anyway, right?
It's going to move runners to first and second, still with no one out as Heinz works the first walk. We'll have a quick infield conference here as Coach Rick Ruff will gather his team around Kelsey Bremnes.
Settle down his pitcher a little bit. Let his team know everything's going to be, we're going to be all right. Let's
long
get that
game.
First out, yep.
Well, when you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacies, Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
We saw that last week. We started out with 7, and Altoona came right back with 7, so runs can be scored on anyone here.
So runners at first and second, Olivia Johnson and Hannah Hines, respectively. Still no one out. 2 runs in for Somerset here in the top of the first. Kelsey Bremnes, the junior pitcher. Whistles one inside, a little bit upstairs. Ball 1.
6-1-1.
2-0 McDonald trailing, still in the top of the first. Split doubleheader this afternoon here at the Sonnentag. Pitch inside again. Ball 2.
5-2-1.
Just getting that first out of the inning certainly is key here for McDonald. Bremnes the pitch, that time found the mark. 2 balls, 1 strike. Greg Leitner, the junior, is pitching here. We have about a trio of pitchers that Coach Wells has at his disposal. Ooh. Swing and a miss.
Beautiful
2 balls,
pitcher.
2 strikes.
5-3-4.
One of the things that we've seen so often from Kelsey Bremnes, just very unflappable, very cool, calm, and collected on the mound. Or in the circle, more accurately. 2-2 pitch, and is fouled back. Hear it thumping against something behind us.
I think we mentioned last, I mean, as you know, Kelsey has about 8-9 different pitches, and she loves throwing every one of them.
White City Glass, a salute to all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass at Chippewa Falls. The 2-2 is low. 3-2. The count has worked full once again for the second time in this opening inning. Last time it was a walk. Bremnes deals. It's a line drive that is going to get past second. That'll bring around a run to score for Somerset. Runners at first and second, none out. As it is 3-0, the Spartans.
Again, 3-2 count there. Batter knew Kelsey had to come with one. We had to get that first out and lace one right up the middle.
Bring up Chloe Greeter, the senior catcher, number 6, hitting .444 early on here in this campaign for Coach Wells. 3-0 Somerset. Courtesy runner for the Spartans is Donahue. Kaylee Donahue, number 34, sophomore. First pitch, whistled in for a strike. Kelsey Bremnes getting ahead in the count there.
2-1-1.
It's a good way to start, again, against a tough heart of the lineup for the Spartans. The pitch low and inside. 1-1. McDonald trailing 3-0. They'd love to get out of this first inning with as minimal remaining damage as possible. Runners at first and second. Fastball, strike 2. Ball getting away in the outfield a little bit.
3-1-2.
Runners remain at first and second.
Runner got off just a little bit too far, and Lizzie was keeping her in check.
1-2 pitch, tipped back. We'll do it again at 1-2. Chloe Greeter, the senior.
4-2-1.
One of two lefties so far in the first six hitters for Coach Joshua Wells. Ooh, Jack swing. Beautiful. Strike three called.
Beautiful changeup.
And there's the first out of the inning for McDonald. And the first strikeout of the afternoon for Kelsey Bremnes. That'll bring up Bella Thilke, the junior left fielder. Ball inside. See if this adds, injects a little confidence here into the McDonald defense as Kelsey Bremnes settles in here, trying to strand a couple base runners. Second offering looked a little wide.
I often say that first out is always the hardest one to get. Get a couple more and get out of here.
2-0 the count. Vilke, the junior left fielder. She'll swat one right back to Kelsey Bremnes. Kelsey throws to third for one. Amit to first, not quite in time, but that'll be the second out of the inning, and the leadoff runner is retired.
Nice job by Kelsey there, taking the lead runner, going three, and then Ella did a nice job too, trying to flip it to one, and just a hair too late.
So two away, bring up Riley Hartman, the sophomore, second baseman, number 23, batting from the right. She's hitting 429. Check swing, and another strike dealt by Kelsey Bremnes.
1-3-2.
Runners at first and second. Three runs have scored so far. Line drive to short. Claire Ruff gloves. Throws to first in time. And that'll end the inning. McDonald gives up three but strands two. We'll take a 60-second break. Be back after this with the bottom of the first. After half an inning, it is Somerset 3 and McDonald nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Lady Mac Softball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream. We welcome in Chris Malika, the third member of our broadcast team. Welcome, Chris. Good to be back to softball with you.
It's amazing to be back here at softball. It was a little challenge trying to find you guys how to get across the field, yes. But hey, we got it. I'm here.
So we are here and ready to rock and roll. McDonald gives up three in that top of the first. And we'll see what they can get back here in their half of the inning. As Riley Christensen, 563 hitter last year, All-State as a sophomore, takes ball one. Riley, the junior center fielder, she's facing Marissa Wegleitner, the junior number four. Wegleitner deals. Riley sends this one into the air into shallow right field. And gloved there on a backup by Riley Hartman, the sophomore. That'll be the first out of the inning. Brings up Taylen Hansen, the freshman. First lefty in the lineup for McDonald.
Come on, Taylen.
Ball one as Hansen takes the first pitch. Trying to remember Taylin's height. I believe listed at 5'9". Very good size for a freshman as she takes ball two alone in the dirt.
It's so funny, Caleb, because I literally was just thinking, holy cow, she's tall.
Yeah, right.
She's probably all of 5'9".
Yeah.
Maybe she's grown since volleyball and basketball. Riley Leitner, the pitch. That one just around the knees, called strike one. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Hansen will send one foul along the third base line. Did that one come back down? No. It kind of went up into the piping up there.
Yeah, kind of. I think it went on the side back behind that netting there. So,
two balls, two strikes with one away for the Lady Macs, trailing 3-0, bottom of the first. Hansen lays off, takes a pitch again, 3-2, count has worked full. Good patient at bat here for the freshman.
And that can always be hard coming in, you know, with varsity, being patient.
She will bounce 1-2 second, low throw,
oh, nice.
And I want to say incomplete. I'm always getting the wrong sport, but Hansen uses that speed to get aboard. She may have even beaten out that throw, guys, even if it wasn't low, but...
Yeah, she has some speed, and the first baseman had some trouble with the bobble, and we'll take it.
That's why they always say you run it out.
So one away, and coming up to the plate, Claire Ruff, the junior shortstop, hit well over 400 last year as she takes strike one from Wegleitner. Donald trailing 3-0 as Ruff steps out, takes a quick look at that wristband. First base run of the day aboard for the Lady Macs. And Ruff will just pound one into center field, line drive. Hansen will hit the brakes at second, but Claire Ruff rocks the second pitch she sees.
She was all over that fastball, and nice hit for Claire.
Kelsey Bremnes is coming up, so Coach Rick Ruff is probably going to want to keep his head on a swivel along that third baseline. She can hit screamers, that is for sure. One away, two on for McDonald. First pitch, a bullet fastball inside.
She's got some speed.
Strike one, Wegleitner.
For Somerset. He's bringing it.
Second offering is low. A reminder that our Dugout Smile Cam is brought to you again this season by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City, an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. There's that line drive we were talking about out into left, the throw to third in time to take down Taylin Hansen. So McDonald will still have runners at first and second as Somerset will trade the out. So Bremnes reaches on a fielder's choice as the leadoff runner, Taylin Hansen, is retired.
Looks like Chloe will come in and run for Kels.
So good to see the senior Chloe Flanagan out there as a courtesy runner. Seniors were just on that trip. So we're mentioning Metropolis Resort in Action City. So much more besides everything we mentioned. On-site restaurants and coffee, too. Book your adventure today at Metropolis Resort. .com. They bring you our Dugout Smile Cam, Metropolis Resort, and Action City. Two away, two on for McDonald, trailing 3-0. Kelsey Bremnes was able to strand a couple base runners. Marissa Wegleitner trying to do the same thing here for Somerset. Ball one high to Lizzie Liebrandt, University of Sioux Falls commit, the junior catcher, number 6.
Okay, Caleb, I think you're reading my mind because I literally was just confirming that to look it up and say something.
We're already in sync.
Exactly.
I'm just stealing your thunder.
Jeez.
Swing and a miss for Lizzie.
Yeah, good for her, though. She's been so solid behind the plate there. It's great to see her continuing on after high school.
Wegleitner offers low.
Nice.
Diving
there
in head first to take third. Ooh. And the ball getting away from third over there, but holding tight is Claire Ruff. So two in scoring position is Chloe Flanagan, as you might expect. Alert, the senior, advances to second.
Those are the sneaky things that Claire does as a coach you just love. I mean, she paid attention to the pitchers kind of sleeping there, and she took the base.
2-1 count. Pitch to Lizzie. That one missed outside. 3-1 hitters count. Lizzie Lee Brantz, I know, I was talking to her dad, Jamie, over the summer, and he was talking just work with VSA, some of the other things she does, just how the power has really come along. We saw her hit 3 homers last year. Greg Leitner, the pitch, foul back and into the netting.
Well, and how many last year was she so close on?
So close.
Yeah.
2 outs, full count, runners at second and third for McDonald. 2 in scoring position, trailing 3-0. Big pitch here for Marissa Wegleitner and for Lizzie Lee Brantz. Junior against junior. The pitch is low, take your base, and they are loaded up for McDonald as Lizzie Lee Brantz works a walk.
Well, and with, you know, with having VSA, that's such a great, you know, resource in the community to be able to have, you know, so the players can go and practice and do their, you know, hone in on their skills and everything. So
Ella Ahmed is on deck. Aaliyah Bovey, who had a really nice first game for the Lady Macs, the junior second baseman number 2. The dad and sister to my left steps up with the bases loaded and 2 away. Junior against junior again. First pitch missed by Wegleitner. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Swing and a miss for Bovey, evens it at 1-1. One ball, one strike, 2 away, bases loaded for McDonald. Bottom of the first.
Ooh, nice shot.
Came up a little bit high, and Bovey laid off. Again, comments that we always make, but sometimes I just don't know how they
the discipline.
Keep from swinging.
Yeah, the discipline from them. Yeah, so great.
Swing and a miss, drop
strike. I think
it comes
a little easier when, especially for pitchers. She has been a pitcher for most of her softball career, and like she knows, even from pitching, like when what's a strike and what's not a strike. And
yep.
2 balls, 2 strikes, bases loaded, 2 outs. Aaliyah Bovey, swing and a miss, goes down on strikes. Good pitch by Wegleitner. We'll step out. McDonald strands 3. They mount a threat, but still trail 3-0 as we head to the second here on WOGO Sports. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO.
It's truck month at Toyce and Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get 3 visits included on a 2-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyce and Ford.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
We begin the second here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, along with Jason Bovey and Chris Malika. Kelsey Bremnes in the circle for the Lady Macs. They trail 3-0 as we enter the second inning. And there for a strike on pitch 1, Kelsey facing Riley Hartman, hitting the 8 spot sophomore. Second baseman number 23 batting from the right, hitting .429 through the first 3 games. Good. Swing and a miss. Quickly ahead in the count, 0-2.
It's like Kelsey's starting to settle in nicely here, Caleb.
Yeah, I mean, it always just takes a little bit just to find that groove and get settled in and, you know.
The 0-2, call strike 3, puncher out.
Nice. Good job.
Kelsey Bremnes. Hartman goes down looking. And nice to get the first out of the second inning much quicker. Then the first out of the first. As you mentioned, Kelsey settling in here. Now facing Cheyenne Dornseif, the junior first baseman, number 21, hitting .167 through the first 3 games.
Wow, three already. I'm sure you've talked about that they've played three games already.
Yeah, played up at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander, got a couple in.
Awesome.
Against some pretty good teams that they, you know,
really? Okay.
They lost two of them to a good Menominee and Hayward team they lost to.
Put up 14 runs against Rice Lake. Second pitch low for Kelsey Bremnes against Dornsife.
1-1-3.
ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. More in a moment. Upstairs. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. Thank you so much to Travis and the crew. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls. Of course, his daughter, Taylor Schmidt. We'll be playing for Coach Jared Faraday and Coach Chelsea Sakura. The Chi High. Ball three called. Chelsea was looking for the location on that one. One away, none on, top of the second. Three balls, one strike on Dornsife. One walk on, so far Kelsey. Here for Kelsey Bremnes. The pitch, check, swing, called strike.
There you go.
Working it full, and Dornsife was about to start the trot up to first.
Yeah, she thought for sure she was going.
Count is full. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch. Ooh, that one is flipped out to center field. Riley Christensen
nice job,
says, give me that. And that is out two of the inning.
That was a ball that I thought she was going to let go. It looked like it was pretty low in the zone, and that's a pitch she liked, apparently.
That'll bring up the top of the order here. The seven came to the plate in that three-run first. Claire Donahue singled, stole a base, scored a run, the sophomore. Changing speeds, Kelsey Bremnes.
Kelsey. Nice job.
Strike one.
Throw it one more time.
She has a lot in her arsenal.
She does.
0-1 count. Upstairs. Just above the letters there. One ball, one strike.
5-3-1.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Bremnes the pitch. That one is popped out just over the glove of Aaliyah Bovey. And safe at first, two for two, is Claire Donahue.
Good effort, Lee. Here we go.
Yeah, literally just hit the top of her glove
there.
Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more, large job or small. Call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. So one aboard, two away. Fouled straight back on the first pitch to Gladys Keating. She doubled and scored a run her first time up.
I saw that too.
4-2-3.
Pair of juniors, the battery for McDonald. Kelsey Bremnes, junior pitcher, junior catcher, is Lizzie Liebrandt. This is the 0-1. Missed low. One ball, one strike on Gladys Kading.
5-3-4.
McDonald stranded a couple base runners after giving up three in the first inning. Kelsey Bremnes. 1-1 pitch, and that's a line shot out to left field. Jogging up is Brynn Wiedemeyer to take it. Runners at first and second, as both Donahue and Kading are now two for two. But still, just one out to get, and that makes the situation a little bit better.
It's top of the lineup. It's like we mentioned, Caleb, it's going to be a battle for us all day. Hopefully we can get out of this inning here.
Olivia Johnson in that three spot. She reached on an error, later scored a run. She's a lefty. Opening salvo whistled in for a strike for Kelsey Bremnes.
6-4-4.
0-1 the count. Two away. Runners at first and second. Changing speeds. Kelsey Bremnes looking for it. Doesn't get the call. 1-1.
6-4-2.
And thank you to our video operators on the WOGO Sports Live video stream, Sam Averly, Conley Engelmeyer.
Yeah, they were just checking out one of the cameras on one of that fall ball kind of rolled over on the side and bumped it a little. So they were just checking on the cameras there.
Hopefully those OtterBox cases are doing their job.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go, Kelsey.
2 balls, one strike.
There you go.
Driving it home for strike two, Kelsey Bremnes against Olivia Johnson, the junior shortstop. 2-2 count, two on, two away. Here in the top of the second, Lady Max trailing 3-0 to Somerset. Bremnes, the pitch, nice. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number three of the day for
great
Kelsey
job.
Bremnes.
Yeah, that was a
good out of that one. That was great.
That will end the inning. We'll step out. Be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Softball on WOGO Sports.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Lady Max softball on WOGO Sports, bottom of the second. Ella Ahmet, the freshman third baseman, number 24, facing Marissa Wegleitner. Nicks the first pitch, strike one. Ella swung a good bat in that first game last Thursday. Playing the hot corner again, just as a freshman.
It's great seeing some of that younger talent, though, you know, being able to step in and play and just speaks to the program.
1 ball, one strike. Whoa, and Ahmet lays off. It was interesting talking to Coach Rick Ruff earlier on. He said with those seniors coming back from senior trip, he didn't say the volume increased, but he did say the chatter kind of increased. So maybe some of these more little quieter freshmen perhaps and the seniors as Ahmet sends one out deep to right field, and that is caught in foul territory, I believe, by the right fielder, Gladys Kading, the sophomore, and so Ahmet is retired.
All these lines are a little deceiving.
Yeah.
There's a little bit different viewpoint. The girls were talking about the lighting as well, too.
Yeah. Well, what a great opportunity to be able to have it so they can play.
Mm-hmm. Ball one given to Bryn Wiedemeyer, the sophomore. 7-8-9 for McDonnell here in the seconds. They'll hope to turn this around. Trailing 3-0. Ball low for Wiedemeyer.
I got a chance to sit down with Bryn during alumni weekend a little bit, and she was telling me how nervous she was for last week's game, and I said, you did great.
Takes a strike right at the knees.
She's another tall one, all legs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just...
Well, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels. Ball low. Quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. She's worked herself into a favorable count here. 3-1 for Wiedemeyer. Wegleitner, the pitch, check, swing. They'll say she went there. Count is full. 3-2. Bryn Wiedemeyer, sophomore, left fielder. Saw some action in spots last year. Now starting the first two games of the season here, sophomore season. Payoff pitch, called strike three. That'll be the second out of the inning. Good pitch there from Wegleitner. Jasmine Gerber comes up to the plates. Junior first baseman, number 17. Wegleitner, the pitch, and that is fouled just over our heads.
Grab that, Chris.
Yeah, sure.
K Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA, as Chris ducks again, as that one came right in front of us.
Literally.
Did you say something to Jasmine?
I don't know. I didn't.
0-2 the count. And hit by the pitch, Jasmine takes the pain and will head to first.
Good job, Jasmine.
And that'll bring up the top of the order with Riley Christensen. So Jasmine Gerber hit by the pitch. Looked like that one kind of just went into the tricep, maybe.
Yeah, those ones sting a little bit. I see her shaking her arm a little bit. She's going to have a bruise there.
So two outs, but now one aboard for McDonald. They had the bases loaded, but couldn't get any across. In the first, trailing 3-0 here in the bottom of the second.
Come on, Riley.
Riley Christensen popped out to shallow right. This time she will send it to right again in foul territory, and it will drop to the turf. The first strike, and Riley will head back to the plate.
I could go for a Riley bomb right about now. She's due, right?
First one of the season would be nice.
I think they're sitting a little too comfortable over there on the chairs and the bleachers. Make them move a little.
0-1. Wegleitner, the pitch. Riley Christensen, she will send one deep to right center field, and it is caught at the fence. Oh, my goodness. That one was right there for Riley. An out, but a very loud out as we head to the third. Our score remaining, Somerset 3, McDonald 0. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
Royal Credit Union creates a positive impact in the lives we touch.
I have such a high respect for the Royal Credit Union name. I was at a point where the piggy bank just didn't do it anymore. I needed to have my money work more wisely for me. I like that they're grounded. They stood the test of time. That means a lot to me. They're not a fly-by-night. They believe in the people. They are a part of the community.
Learn more at rcu.org/royalvalues.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good, too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports. Split doubleheader. McDonald will play St. Croix Falls tonight. A foul by Hannah Heintz. Again, we are very popular over on this side as Heintz, who walked her first time up behind in the count here.
I think I should just move myself a little bit more behind the net.
It's a very sturdy net. Right?
Oh, it is. It's very much. It's one of those, even though you know it's not coming, just that catching out of the corner of your eye. It's like, woo!
One ball, one strike on Heintz, the senior. She has home run power, 6 runs batted in through the first 3 games. Upstairs. Ball 2 from Kelsey Bremnes. Kelsey has 3 strikeouts already. Allowed 3 runs in the first inning. Scoreless second. We're at the top of the third now. Here inside the Sonatech Center in Eau Claire.
There you go, Kelsey.
Dribbler right back to Kelsey Bremnes. She will throw to first to Jasmine Gerber. And Heintz is retired. Great to get, again, that leadoff batter down.
It's always nice.
That first,
1-3 on the putout brings up Marissa Wegleitner. As we always say, the pitcher trying to help her own cause. She singled and drove in a run her first time up. Wegleitner. Excuse me, Chloe Greeter at the plate.
6-2-4.
So Greeter number 6, the senior catcher. Ball 1. Excuse me, ball 2.
1-1-2.
Yeah, Lizzie trying to keep it there, thinking that might have gotten a call there.
Mm-hmm. Didn't miss by much.
Reeder, the senior catcher, struck out her first time up. She'll send a dribbler right over the top of Kelsey Bremen. It's been on the run.
Claire Ruff
makes a bullet throw to first. 5-3 on the putout. 6-3, excuse me, and the first two retired on grounders.
She had some wheels there. That
she did. She had some speed.
4-4-2.
You know, Claire did a great job running up on that and getting that and tossing it right away, but she did have some speed.
Bella Thilke, the junior.
Nice.
Swing and a miss.
Great pitch, Kelsey, good work.
On the first offering from Kelsey Bremnes.
6-4-1.
Ground out her first time up. Actually reached on a fielder's choice. Two away, none on. Changing speeds. There's a dribbler to Kelsey Bremnes. She'll throw along the first base line in time. 1-2-3. They go down in sequence for the Lady Macs. Or are they going to say Jasmine stepped off the bag?
Yeah.
Yep. She pulled it.
Hey, here we go. Move back to work. Let's go.
So base runner aboard.
So
Thilke reaches, brings up Riley Hartman, the sophomore, 429 through the first three games.
5-3-4.
She struck out her first time facing Kelsey Bremnes. Bats from the right. Two away, but one on now for the Somerset Spartans. Fouled straight back for strike one. Whatever you're in, walking, running, hiking, working, playing, get back to it with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. If an injury or joint pain is holding you back, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to living your best life in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Ball one inside.
1-2-2.
Top of the third here inside the Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. The rock and the
nice
pitch
job,
changing
Kelsey.
Speeds
nice,
nicely, Kelsey Bremnes. One and two the count.
3-2-2.
Two away, runner at first.
Come on, Kelsey.
Kelsey Bremnes, the junior. The pitch, it is popped sky high, heading into right field foul territory. Jasmine Gerber trying to run it down and won't quite get to it in time as it trails out of play. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company, improving comfort and energy efficiency for your home, insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. Fastball missed, 2-2 against Riley Hartman, the sophomore.
4-4-1.
Runner at first, two away, 2-2 count. Kelsey Bremnes delivers.
Yes.
Swing, caught her again. Another strikeout victim to Kelsey Bremnes. And now we head to the bottom of the third. They go down 1-2-3-4 for Kelsey. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
Do you feel like you're having a bad hair day every day? Minerals in your water can build up, leaving your hair dry, frizzy, and even discolored. A Water Care water softener can nip that problem right at the source. Book your free home water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
McDonald Softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, Jason Bothy, our WOGO Sports broadcast team is Taylin Hansen up to the plate for the second time here this afternoon. Fouls one away.
A little quicker on that bat, Taylin.
Freshman lefty. McDonald's put up two straight scoreless innings. Fouled again. Same spot. After allowing three but stranding two in the top of the first, Kelsey Bremnes settling in here, two straight scoreless, but Marissa Wegleitner has pitched well on the other side for Somerset as well. And McDonald stranded three in the opening inning. Inside and low, right around the shins for Taylen Hansen. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Hansen.
Good job, Taylen. Go, go, go.
She'll dribble it to short. The throw to first, not nearly in time.
Good job.
Taylen Hansen.
Well, speed and those legs gets her there.
Yeah. Caleb and I were talking last week how I didn't realize how fast Taylen really is.
She is. That's,
she is really fast.
She is. That's
and
awesome.
And being a lefty, that's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gets down that first baseline in a hurry. Clear Ruff. Shows bunt. Taylen Hansen going towards second. Slides into second. Safe. And she is in scoring position. With some of the speed McDonald has and their aggressiveness on the base paths, you almost feel like as long as you're on a base, you're in scoring position for Coach Ruff. But Taylen Hansen now at second. Certainly in a good spot with Claire Ruff. An 0-1 count. Takes strike two. Taylen Hansen threatening again a little bit over there at second.
Her speed reminds me a lot of Kendall last year.
Yep. Yes.
You know.
Yep. And great to have that near the top of the order.
And kind of the fearless factor, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, skips away.
Just kind of, whatever. You know.
One ball, two strikes as Taylen Hansen on the wild pitch will advance to third. So now Claire Ruff, 1-2 counts. Opportunity to plate the very first run for McDonald as she will sail one foul on the first baseline. We'll stay at 1-2. Our dugout smile cam. It's brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. Constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City. Wegleitner, the pitch.
Nice
line
job.
Drive, and that's going to get
shot
through. Claire Ruff drives
job,
in the
Claire.
First run.
Great job.
Beautiful.
It is 3-1, an RBI for Claire Ruff. Taylen Hansen scores for the Lady Max. She worked her way around the bases very quickly. And Claire Ruff facing a 1-2 count. Now stands at first with an RBI to her credit. Line drive right off the pitcher's glove for Kelsey Bremnes, and she is aboard and advances Claire Ruff to second.
Good rip, kid. Bats are waking up a little bit the second time around the order here.
So Ruff stands at second. Kelsey Bremnes at first.
Well, we got a second. I got a quick update. The boys' varsity baseball team opened up today, and they're in Mauston, and they're 2-2 against Northland Pines early in that game.
All right. Go Coach Meverden and the crew there. Now they were excited about that opportunity to go down to the Dells and play.
Wasn't as chilly as I thought it would be, so I think they're going to have a good day for ball down there, too.
Yeah, today was probably the last day, nice day for a couple of them here, so...
Lizzie Liebrandt reached on a walk her first time up, facing Wegleitner for the second time.
We have a courtesy runner.
That looks like Lauren Boucher.
I was going to say, is it Lauren? Yep.
Good to have the seniors back. So Lauren stands at first here in the third inning. Big cut, fouling it straight back. Lizzie Liebrandt, one ball, one strike. So one run in for McDonald here in the third, trying to break through. Tying run is at first. Go-ahead run is Lizzie Liebrandt at the plate. 1-1 pitch from Wegleitner. Low one in the
good
dirt,
job.
And that's going to advance the runners to second and third. One and two the counts.
Come on, Lizzie.
Liebrandt with a 2-1 count. Sends it high into the air and sailing foul.
Okay, so I was just going to, if it hits, it's considered foul?
We didn't have that last week, so we were wondering the same thing.
Okay.
That's the way they used to play it in VSA, so I'm guessing. But in VSA, that in that facility doesn't count as a real game like this would. So I don't.
Yeah.
Strike one called. Leah Bovey, she struck out her first time up. Takes one low and in the dirt. Claire Ruff thinking about a dash home.
She didn't get as good of a jump off the base, and I think if she would have got a little bit better jump, she would have been there.
I think for a Casper Park, she scores there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little deeper.
Yep.
Runners at second and third. One away, low and in the dirt again. Blocked nicely that
great
time
by
a greeter. Two balls, one strike on Aaliyah Bovey. Looking for an RBI knock here. Again, low. 3-1 hitters count for the junior.
She should get one to hit here.
Lauren Buescher at second. Claire Ruff at third. Low and in the dirt. Take your base. They're loaded up for the second time this afternoon for McDonald. Aaliyah Bovey works a walk. That brings up Ella Ahmet, the freshman.
Come on, girl.
Third baseman, number 24. And we will have a conference in the infield here. And again, just a reminder that Smile Cam Metropolis Resort in Action City brings it to us this season. Constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort and Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey, Chris Malico with you. Zach Wycheck, our audio producer at the WOGO studios in Halley. Video producers on site, Sam Aberley, along with Conley Engelmeyer. Donald trailing 3-1, one away here. And the bases are loaded up for Ella Ahmet.
Come on, Ella.
As we saw last week, Caleb, Ella is not afraid of these big spots here. She can deliver for us.
Ahmet bats from the right, plays third base. The pitch, strike right above the knees from Wegleitner. And if you're just joining us, this is a split doubleheader. McDonald will take on the St. Croix Falls Saints after a break in between.
Ooh.
Strike two called on Ella Ahmet.
Ooh. The logo ABS strike square. Had that a little high in what I could see.
Seemed a little up in the zone. 0-2 pitch for Ahmet. That one is low and in the dirt. Good eye laying off. They're loaded up for the Lady Max, trailing 3-1.
Come on, girls.
Ahmet at the plate. A low bouncer once again right into the chest of Greeter. Two balls, two strikes.
Yeah, the catch is doing a great job being a brick wall back there.
This pitcher, the last... You know, she's been throwing a lot of low ones lately. Mm-hmm.
The 2-2 is also low.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, girl. Watch it.
Ella Ahmet, a very patient AB here. Base is loaded up. The pitch fouled back. And that went somewhere up into the rafters, the girders here.
Hey, that's a good fight, kid.
Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch coming up again.
Ella's doing a great job. I mean, sometimes as a freshman, they have those nerves, like you said, in the big spot. She's not afraid.
Rise ball
nice
high.
Job.
She walks in a
way
run.
Way to watch it.
Ella Ahmet.
Way to watch it.
An RBI on the walk as Claire Ruff comes in to score. It is 3-2.
Come on, Brady G.
Bryn Wiedemeyer struck out her first time up. She's got an opportunity here with the bases loaded and just one out. They're checking on something at second base. We can give you a look.
I think when it's gotten hit, so it kicked it off its plates and stuff.
Yeah, those are just like the base bags at BSA. When it doesn't take much to get them off their track.
You're a hitter, Brittany G. Here we go, bub.
So Lauren Buescher now at third. Runners loaded up for McDonald and Bryn Wiedemeyer, the sophomore left fielder. Greg Leitner.
Good job, Bryn.
Missed on pitch one. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Strike right about the belt line. One and one
Come
the
on,
count.
Brent.
Bryn Wiedemeyer with one away and the bases loaded for the Lady Macs. Now trailing by just one run, 3-2. Ooh. Ball two call. Better eye than I would have had there, Bryn Wiedemeyer.
Yeah. That was one I was like, I probably would have swung at that one. Come on, Bryn.
Bottom of the third. Wiedemeyer check swing. She went around. Second strike. 2-2.
Hey, you go hard, Bob. You go hard.
Come on, Bryn. You got it.
You're a fighter, kiddo.
One away for the Lady Macs. Runners at first, second, and third. They're loaded up for Bryn Wiedemeyer. The 2-2. Called strike three. Tough call for the second out of the inning. As Wiedemeyer is retired, brings up Jasmine Gerber. Jasmine took one for the team, literally hit by a pitch her first time up. Now the Lady Macs trying not to strand three. First pitch is offered high.
Come on, Jasmine.
Leg Leitner, the junior. This is one in. Looked a little low. Called strike two. Called strike one, excuse me.
Yeah, when they're as tall as some of these are, girls are.
It's a tough strike zone.
They're looking a little low.
That was right at
one fouls over in front of us. This time it kind of trickled over our way.
I wasn't scared of that one. I was fine.
Chris didn't flinch that time. Two away, bases loaded for McDonald. They've plated two here. First two runs of the game for the Lady Macs. Greg Leitner, the talented junior pitcher. Fouled up. That one whistled over our direction. Do it again at 1-2. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us. Entertaining softball game as we expected here. Between McDonald and Somerset, two quality programs. Swing and a miss. Gerber goes down on strikes. Weg Leitner strands three for the second time this afternoon. We head to the fourth. Our new score, McDonald trailing Somerset by just one run, 3-2. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh, yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments. The only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Lady Macs softball, top of the fourth inning here inside the Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire. Lady Macs plated two in the third and now trail by just one run as the opening salvo for Kelsey Bremnes in for a strike.
4-2-3.
Facing Cheyenne Dornseif, the junior. Fly out to Riley Christensen, her first time up. Ball one.
5-4-1.
We also had a substitution for Somerset that will get you caught up on. Swing and a miss.
Nice.
1-2. Dornseif chasing that one a little bit.
I think Chloe Flanagan's in left field. It was 13 for 4. So I think that was for our team, though.
And another strike, swinging strike 3. For the first out of the inning, as Dornsife is retired, that'll bring up that ever-tough top of the order here in the fourth.
1-3-2.
So Chloe Flanagan, as you mentioned, now out there in left. Bryn Wiedemeyer on the substitution. Swing and a miss for Claire Donahue, who has yet to be retired. 2 for 2, pair of singles, stolen base. Scored a run in that 3-run opening inning for Somerset. She'll knock a line drive past Claire Ruff for her third hit of the afternoon. Claire Donahue is a tough out. Mm-hmm. 3 singles for Donahue, hitting .444 coming into this game.
Claire even laid out on that one.
I was going to say she took a dive for that one.
Gave it all she had.
Yep.
Gladys Kading is also 2 for 2. And she will step up to the plate here. Facing Kelsey Bremnes, trying to keep her team within a run here. Popped high up in the air and out of play for strike 2. Excuse me, strike 1 after.
6-3-1.
Kading, the sophomore, resets. Olivia Johnson on deck.
I'd be surprised if she takes off again here on first.
Yep, there she goes.
Bremnes, the pitch. That one is sent out to right field. It's going to drop
in
for a base hit in front of Taylen Hansen. She's having a little trouble with it. Riley Christensen will retrieve it at the wall. They're at second and third with one out. As Kading is now 3 for 3 with a double. That sends Donahue to third.
Hey, be sharp here.
You got it, Blue. Play hard.
This top of the order, very tough to retire.
Mm-hmm. You made a statement, Jason, that the lighting tour kind of can be a little funky in here, too, sometimes.
Yeah, it almost looks like Taylen, the way she came, the angle she took on that ball was, I mean, I don't know if she had trouble seeing it. Or.
Yeah.
Like that top, Bob.
Olivia Johnson, the junior.
3-1-2.
Okay, girls, here we go.
Kelsey Bremnes, swinging strike.
Good job, Kels.
One ball, one strike. Runners at second and third, one away here. For the Somerset Spartans, Olivia Johnson reached on an error, scored a run in the first, struck out in the second. Bremnes the pitch. That one is sent out to center field. Riley Christensen will make the catch. She'll throw it into the infield. Claire Ruff will retrieve, but not in time to stop the run from scoring. The sacrifice does its work for Olivia Johnson, and she will get the RBI and make it 4-2 Somerset. McDonald trade the out.
Riley's got such a great arm.
Yeah.
Fired that in.
I mean, we knew right away when we saw how deep that pop fly was, it was going to score that run. But
our runner at third, but two away. Ball one against the lefty, Hannah Heinz, the senior.
2-1-4.
Come on, Blue.
Bremnes offers low.
Nice stop, Lizzie.
5-3-4.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Bremnes induces a swinging foul to make the count 2-1. Two away, one run in for Somerset. First run they've scored since that 3-run top of the first. This one has the makings of a game that could and should go the distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bremnes, another swinging strike. Fouled off, rather, but
okay, Kelsey, you got it, girl.
Two balls, two strikes where we sit now. Hannah Heinz, the senior center fielder, tough out.
Come on, Kelsey.
Donald trailing 4-2. Bremnes, the 2-2 pitch.
Nice.
Called strike 3.
Great job.
fifth punch out of the game for
Kelsey
Bremnes. And we head to the bottom of the fourth. Our score, Somerset 4, McDonald 2. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com. When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
We enter the fourth frame on McDonald's side, bottom of the fourth. Riley Christensen will stride to the plate looking for her first hit today. 4-2, our new score. McDonald put across their first two runs of the game in the bottom of the third. Riley Christensen, a very loud out in the second as she sent one all the way back to the track in center. This one through the gap to the shortstop. Actually, a nice play there, but dropped at first. As Riley Christensen uses that speed, and that speed can be a little intimidating.
Riley's another one. Yeah, great speed out there. And
throw hurried maybe a little bit from Johnson, the junior, to Jordan Seifel, junior, short to first. Taylin Hansen, who worked her way around the bases very quickly for the first run of the game for McDonald, now has a runner at first.
Oh yeah, Taylin.
And Taylin will send this one back to center field. It is caught there. Riley will not tag up.
Darn it.
That was right on the fence.
Another loud out for McDonald.
Taylin showing the power.
Yeah.
Brings up Claire Ruff. She's 2-for-2 on the day. Has scored a run, has a run batted in. One away for McDonald. Runner at first is Riley Christensen. Kelsey Bremnes on deck. This is the top of the McDonald order. Want to do some damage here. Riley Christensen slides in
nice
safely
slide.
To second.
Ooh, that was a pretty looking slide.
They've gotten a lot better at sliding since freshman year.
She's done that once or twice, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's one of those where it's like, oh yeah.
On one the count of Claire Ruff. Now a runner in scoring position for Claire. Takes one low and inside. One ball, one strike. Inside the beautiful Sonnentag Center here in Eau Claire. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey, Chris Malika, the Wogo Sports broadcast crew. Claire Ruff sends
dropping into the grass in right field.
That's going to bring in a run. Riley Christensen and Claire Ruff pulls McDonald back within one, 4-3.
That's 3-for-3 for Claire today. She's
and two RBIs.
Bat. Yeah.
She's just consistent.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Makes it look easy, right?
Exactly.
Kelsey Bremnes takes ball one low. So Claire Ruff at first after the single. Donald now down just one run. Go-ahead run is at the plate, and Kelsey Bremnes. Ruff looking like she wants to take off. That was ball two. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Bottom of the fourth. Bremnes takes it low again. 3-0 the count. Can you give Kelsey the green light on a 3-0, or do you take this one?
I think we need runs. I'm taking it, you know.
Yeah.
3-0 pitch, called strike inside edge of the plate.
Yeah.
What I mean take, obviously not swing. We need base runners equal runs, right?
Yep. Yeah.
One away here in the bottom of the fourth. McDonald trailing 4-3. Kelsey Bremnes fouls one up into the netting. And a foul ball to work the count full at 3-2. Good effort there. I believe that was the shortstop, Olivia Johnson, made a long run over to catch it off the net, just in case there might be a house rule or something like that. Three balls, two strikes.
Come on, Kels.
Kelsey Bremnes, the junior pitcher, trying to help her cause here with a runner at first. Kelsey slams
shot.
It
yep.
deep
nice.
Into left
Beautiful.
Field. That's all the way back.
Beautiful. Get in there, Claire.
Claire Ruff going to hit the brakes at third. Kelsey, a stand-up double.
Beautiful
McDonald
hit.
With two in scoring position, trying to take the lead here in the fourth.
And that left fielder for Somerset did a heck of a job getting that ball in quick. I forgot Claire was on first, right?
Yeah, she was. So
tough to score on that.
Ruff goes first to third.
Is it Delaney that's in, number one?
Maggie Bull, I believe, is coming.
Thanks.
As the courtesy runner.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Maggie's a freshman.
Sophomore.
Sophomore, excuse me.
Yep.
No.
Runners at second and third. Another bouncer foul over to us from Lizzie Liebrandt. For strike one, so 4-3, McDonald down one. Runners at second and third, still just one out. Lizzie Liebrandt reached base in the first on a walk. Lizzie hammers one to the shortstop, throw to first in time, but they'll trade it for
a
run. We're tied at four. Lizzie Liebrandt, the RBI.
Got a new ball game.
There you go, girl.
Malia Bovey. Ball low. Lone runner at third is Maggie Bull. Here in the fourth. Tied four apiece. Bovey fouls one up and out of play. One ball, one strike.
Be nice if we could plate this run.
Already a couple for McDonald. Trying to take the lead for the first time. Bovey swinging strike two.
You're a fighter, bud.
One ball, two strikes.
That was a solid swing.
Wegleitner, the junior. The pitch. One hops it to her catcher. Covered pretty well there by Greeter. Maggie Bull thinking about it, and Coach Ruff in her ear saying, just hold, hold.
It's too much of a short backstop there.
2-2 counts on Aaliyah Bovey. Wegleitner the pitch. Bovey fouls it up and over our heads.
Avery, you should have caught that one.
ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by. ABC Supply. 2-2 pitch, check, swing. Didn't go. Hell, just back to work the count full. Again, ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls.
You know,
runner at third.
When Jason sits back,
it was payoff
like,
pitch.
What was it? I thought that one was.
Hammered foul skipping along the turf.
Well, I'll get home and we'll talk about that pitch, and she'll say, Dad, it was a ball all day long.
3-2 with two away and a runner at third, and Maggie Bull, Aaliyah Bovey, the junior, trying to give McDonald their first lead here in the bottom of the fourth.
Come on, girl.
Wegleitner, payoff pitch. Hit high into the air and foul.
Staying in there.
Yep.
Come on.
Riley Christensen somehow ended up with it. Well, left-handed throwback to the umpire. Three balls, two strikes, full count. Payoff pitch again. Bovey fouls it off again. She is working this count.
Come on, girl.
She wants it.
You
Locked in, Aaliyah Bovee. Struck out in the first, walked in the third. See what she can work this AB against Marissa Wegleitner. Another payoff pitch. Bovee nicks it, stays alive. Earlier on, we had our conversation with head coach Rick Ruff, brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Free water analysis. Schedule it at gibsonswatercare.com. Let's do it again. The 3-2 from Wegleitner.
Yeah,
that one is lined into right field and dropping into the glove of Riley Hartman, the sophomore, who ranges back to make the catch. We are tied at four. Whole new ball game coming up as we enter the fifth. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Riley Christensen into pitch for the Lady Max. Struck out a couple in her first outing in that win over Altoona. Riley moves from center to the circle. I believe Taylen Hansen is now out there in center, if that's correct.
Yeah, Taylen, looks like Taylen's in center. And then
Kelsey's in right.
Yep.
You got it, Bobby.
First pitch a little bit low from Riley Christensen. Once she got dialed in against Altoona, Riley again really, really pitched well. Got out of some tough spots. Line drive into right, and Kelsey Bremnis will gun it to first over the head of Miranda Johnson, and that's going to be a leadoff double for Marissa Wegleitner. So tied at four, a runner in scoring position right away.
4-3-1.
For the Somerset Spartans, the lefty Chloe Greeter. Now at the plate, Riley Christensen.
Looks good, Riley. Come on.
Good pitch, Riley. 2-2-3.
1-0 count, none away. Top of the fifth, runner at first. Line drive gets by first for Greeter, and that is out into right field, and that's going to bring in a run. A double for Greeter. Makes it 5-4 Somerset as they retake the lead. Lace that one out to right field to bring in Wegleitner.
That ball was hit hard. Miranda couldn't even react really to it, and it rolled all the way to the fence. Kelsey had quite the run.
So Miranda Johnson, the junior, is now at first base. Riley Christensen, the pitch, induces a swinging strike from Belle Filkey, the junior left fielder. Ground out in the first, reached on an error in the third. 5-4, the new score. Changing speeds, Riley Christensen, strike two on the foul.
Good job, Riley.
Discover a future of excellence rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year, McDonald's now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. Christensen,
nice.
Swinging strike.
Good job.
First strikeout of the game for Riley Christensen. First out of the inning for McDonald.
4-3-4.
So Filkey goes down. Brings up Riley Hartman, who struck out twice, the sophomore second baseman.
Nice job, Lizzie.
Runner at second, blocked well by Lizzie Liebrandt on ball one.
6-3-2.
Riley Christensen turning the ball over in that right hand. 1-0 pitch. This is wide.
Look good. Come on, Riley. You got it.
5-1-3.
5-4. McDonald down by a run. Still a lot of game left here in the top of the fifth. Christensen, the junior. The pitch.
Oh, yeah. Jack there you
swing,
go.
Strike one.
Atta girl, right.
Found her spot that time.
3-3-1. 3-3-1.
Good one here between the Lady Macs and the Somerset Spartans. Christensen looking for a spot, couldn't quite find it. Count is 3-1.
6-3-4.
Runner at second is Chloe Greeter, who had the RBI to change the score here. Upstairs, ball four. Runners at first and second with one away as Hartman reaches base for the first time this afternoon.
Okay, Lou, here we go.
Dornsife comes in. The junior, first baseman. With the runner in scoring position. Takes ball one low. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. It'll pop up, and the runner tangled up with Claire Ruff, the shortstop. Claire's going to get untangled, and I believe they're going to call an out in the field here. Is that correct?
Yeah. Should be
runner interference.
Yep.
As Greeter trying to leave second. Cross paths with Claire Ruff, and a quick conference between the umpire and Coach Joshua Wells. So right now, runners for Somerset at first and second. And
top of the order.
Two away.
Should be two down. Those are always the tough plays. I mean, as I've coached in a few of those games, you know, the runner has the right to the base pad, but the fielder also needs to have the right to be able to make a play on the ball. And I believe, I'm not an ump, right? But I believe how it's stated in the rule book is, as a runner, you need to make an effort to avoid, let them
be able to make the play.
So Coach Ruff asking the umpires to conference, which they'll do now. Give us time to let you know that Chippewa Valley Insulation is the feel-good company, improving comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Well, and I think Claire's tough, but, I mean, I think that was kind of an impact that was like, oof.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
she kind of went caroming away from it and didn't get a chance to make a play on the ball. So let's see what the umpires will decide here, if anything. We'll wait for the explanation. So it looks like they're going to leave the runners at first and second, and I believe just one out then. Dornsife is safe at first.
What was he looking for on that, Jason?
Hartman now at second.
Coach?
Yeah.
I was trying to listen to what he was asking. I'm not even sure what.
That it would have been.
Brings up the top of the order, and Claire Donahue, who has yet to be retired, she takes strike one from Riley Christensen. Riley changes speeds. Donahue sends it out to center field. That is going to bring in a run and make it 6-4. Donahue 4-for-4. Another RBI for the talented young sophomore.
4-2-4.
Gladys Kading, who's 3-for-3. Dangerous spot here for McDonald right after you work back to a tie, and now the top of the order has come back up. Ball upstairs for Riley Christensen.
4-3-4. 4-3-4.
Runners at first and second.
Come on, Riley. You got it.
Two in already here this inning. Grounder.
Nice.
Declare rough.
There.
Throws to third.
Good job.
And that'll end the inning for McDonald.
So there was two outs.
It was two outs. I missed something somewhere in that scramble.
Yeah.
But we will take a 60-second break. Our new score, Somerset 6, McDonald 4. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
It's truck month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get three visits included on a two-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back. McDonald Softball here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. Ella Ahmet, the freshman at the plate, her team trailing 6-4. After the Lady Macs had worked back to a 4-4 tie, then two come across in their half of the fifth for Somerset. Ball low.
Yeah, Ella has come in and is playing third base with some of the shifting there too. So
ball upstairs. Third ball for the new pitcher.
Gladys Kading.
Gladys Kading, who's been out in right field, I believe. Four pitch walk.
Sophomore.
Lead off batter aboard. Ella Ahmets.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yes, Kading moves from right field to pitch.
Come on, Chloe.
Chloe Flanagan, her first at bat of the season. The lefty, the senior, takes strike one. So Flanagan in for Bryn Wiedemeyer. I'm still getting caught up because Chloe was 8 last year and I haven't quite. Ball upstairs as Ahmet is going to race head first into second and get in scoring position.
Good slide, but
1-1 count now.
I just had to tell Avery, I said, look who's wearing number 4 this year.
So Chloe Flanagan with a 1-1 count and a runner at second takes strike two. Six, four, McDonald down two, bottom of the fifth here at the Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire. Called strike three. Tough pitch from Kading. And Flanagan is retired for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Miranda Johnson.
Come on, Miranda.
The junior. Miranda bats from the left. Check swing on a ball upstairs. Miranda's another one of those girls that just feel like if she gets a good rip, it's going to go a long ways before stopping.
Woo!
As she sends one deep out
Come
to
on.
Right field, oh, all the way
it.
Back to the wall. Tagging up will be Ahmet. Ahmet will head to
nice
third
slide.
In
good.
Time.
Good job.
A sacrifice for Miranda Johnson puts a runner firmly in scoring
okay,
position.
There's been quite a few. We need to have one gone.
At some point, it needs to leave the building.
Miranda, yeah, you're right. She does have power, and like she just showed there.
Yep.
Two away for Riley Christensen. She reached on an error her last time up. Ball upstairs for Riley. Catcher looking for a snap throw to third. If Ella Ahmet had any ideas. 1-0 count, 2 away, runner at third for Riley. Christensen will send this one out deep to right.
There it is.
That one's gone! A no-doubter for Riley Christensen.
There you go, Riley.
She circles the bases.
Nice job.
The first bomb of the season for Riley Christensen.
Good job, Riley.
And McDonald ties it at six.
Chris, they must have heard us.
I think so. I think so.
There it is for Rye. And just like that.
There we go.
The bases are empty, and we have a new ball game once again with Taylen Hansen.
Come on, Tay.
Coming to the plate after the two-run shot by Riley Christensen. Amit works the walk. Taylen Hansen has to duck away from the first pitch.
Now that ball didn't look like much difference than the other ones, but it just kept going.
Yeah, it's. I almost thought it was
fouled away,
close to hitting something up on top there.
Mm-hmm.
Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company, improving comfort and energy efficiency for your home, insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Another one upstairs, ball two. Chippewa Valley Insulation. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. That's ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. Tied at six. Foul off the front of the plate. Maybe off the front of her toe for Taylen Hansen.
Hey, score it up.
Two balls, two strikes. Six apiece here in the bottom of the fifth. Fouled off again for Taylen Hansen.
Funny, we can hear the girls chat.
Oh, I know.
This is great.
So awesome, I know.
It's one of my favorite things about softball, actually.
Yeah.
Is so many other sports, you're kind of far away from the kids. We're right by them. Way upstairs for Taylen Hansen to work the count full. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Swing and a miss, drop, third strike. The throw to first is going to be in time, and that'll end the inning. But a new ball game as we head to the sixth. The two-run homer from Riley Christensen ties us at six apiece as we take a one-minute break. We're back after this on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ugh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Wurzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wurzgalla.com.
Welcome to the sixth on WOGO Sports. Opening pitch from Riley Christensen in low as she faces Olivia Johnson, number 7, the junior. Reached on an error first time out. Struck out. Ball 2. Back in the second. Then had a sack fly that brought in a run in the fourth. 6 apiece. First 3 of the game went to Somerset. It's been pretty even since. Driven into left field on the ground for Olivia Johnson. Her first hit of the day.
Good stop, Chloe.
Chloe Flanagan tracks it down. Johnson brings up Hannah Heintz.
That one was just outside of Claire's reach. They got us on one.
Heintz, the senior, struck out her last time up in the fourth. Christensen deals to the lefty, and she will send a line drive out to the fence. Chloe Flanagan will track it down, but rounding third, taking a big turn there.
She
the throw to third. There's a pickle between first and third. The throw to the plate. Out at the plate. Now a snap throw from Lizzie Liebrand to third. Alert base running, but the leadoff hitter, retired. As Heinz will go all the way around a third.
We were gifted
one
there for sure.
Yeah.
When she rounded third base, she fell down.
She lost her footing. And
yeah, got caught in a pickle. And I almost thought she was safe at home. I thought the throw was a little late, but
It almost looked like it was. But
so Heinz will trade places.
Look her
to
back.
Short. The throw to the plate, not in time. An infield single. And retaking the lead, Somerset 7-6. Wegleitner.
Nice pitch. 4-3-4.
Chloe Greeter, the senior. Had an RBI double her last time up. Pops the first one up into the netting. The left of third base. Ella Ahmet catches it just for good measure.
4-1-3.
0-1 count on Chloe Greeter, the senior. Struck out or ground out before her RBI double in that last at bat. Riley Christensen deals high. One ball and one strike.
Come on, Riley, you got it.
5-2-2.
Wegleitner is at first after her RBI single. Make it 7-6. Hard shot gets by Aaliyah Bovee. Runners at first and second. As that one had a lot of smoke on it from Chloe Greeter. And she's reached her last two at bats. Runners at first and second. Brings up Belle Thielke, the junior left fielder. She has a ground out, reached on an error, struck out her last time up in the fifth.
Come on, Riley.
Still just one away here. McDonald trailing 7-6. Riley Christensen upstairs. Ball one. Riley Hartman on deck. Who just reached for the first time in the game on a walk. Her last time up in the fifth.
Good job.
Whistling it in for a strike, Riley Christensen. One ball, one strike. There was a time to get a punch out. This would be an opportune one here with runners at first and second.
I think we're 8-6.
Yeah,
ball low.
4-3-1.
Now we've got the score updated.
Well, it's not like you're doing a million things there, Caleb. It's like Jason and I are just kind of sitting
low.
Here and Caleb's doing all this stuff.
I was wishing it was 7-6.
I know.
Lady Max trailing by
right.
A couple.
There you
strike
go.
For Riley Christensen to work the count full.
5-3-4.
Three balls, two
on,
strikes.
Riley
Christensen, the junior, with the pitch. Dribbled foul along the first baseline, and we'll do it again.
Go get that, Caddy.
One away, two runs in.
Come on, Riley, you got this.
Somerset has had a response every time McDonald has responded.
There you
right
go.
Swinging strike three.
Good job.
That's a big punch out for Riley Christensen to put two away.
Good job, Riley.
In the sixth. So Thielke goes down on strikes.
4-1-3.
For the second out of this sixth inning. Riley Hartman, the sophomore, now at the plate. Takes a ball low. Christensen trying to strand a pair of base runners.
2-2-3.
Riley, the kick and the pitch.
Nice.
That
Come
was
on,
lined
Chloe.
Out to left field. Chloe Flanagan, it gets by her and to the wall. That's going to send in two more runs for Somerset. It's a stand-up two RBI triple. For Riley Hartman, the sophomore, it is 10-6. Somerset opening things up here.
5-3-1.
Cheyenne Dornseif, the junior, nine hitter up next.
Here we go, Bubs, here we go.
5-3-1.
Some hard contact from Somerset with the top of their lineup.
Come on, ladies.
Rapidly approaching. 10-6. McDonald down 4 runs. They've certainly shown their ability to do some damage on the offensive end.
Hey, working hard, D. Here we go.
A couple more innings to do so. So Cheyenne Dornsife back into bat here, the junior.
5-3-1.
Hitting from the right. Her team up 4 runs with a runner in scoring position at third, but 2 away.
There you go.
Take strike 1 from Riley Christensen.
2-2-2.
0-1 count.
There you go. Good
fouled
job, Riley.
The ground. Christensen looking for the final strike of this sixth inning to work her team back to at-bats of their own. Runner at third. The 0-2 swinging strike 3.
Nice job, Riley.
The inning. Riley Christensen sends McDonald to the bottom of the sixth. Our new score, Somerset 10, McDonald 6. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max softball on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a smarter way to save and spend? Royal Credit Union has you covered with the Save and Spend Duo. Bundled checking and high-yield savings for simple, all-in-one banking. Earn 3.00% annual percentage yield on the first $10,000 in high-yield savings with no minimum balance required. Plus, every debit purchase helps you save with Debit Roundup, turning spare change into big savings. Open your Royal Credit Union Save and Spend Duo today at rcu.org/royalbundle. Insured by NCUA.
Do you feel like you're having a bad hair day every day? Minerals in your water can build up, leaving your hair dry, frizzy, and even discolored. A Water Care water softener can nip that problem right at the source. Book your free home water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
McDonald softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Thank you so much to those behind the scenes making the broadcast possible. Audio producer is Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base. Our studios in Halley. Video producers Conley Engelmeyer and Sam Aberle. First strike taken for a ball by Claire Ruff. McDonald with some work to do here, trying to climb back into this one. 10-6 facing Gladys Kading, who deals a strike.
You know, Jason and I were just making that comment that the score doesn't really depict what the game has been, you know, because they've really fought back and brought back the runs and everything. So they've been doing a great job. Yeah, it's 10-6, but it just...
Chopper to short.
True depiction of the game.
Claire Ruff will be
good
safe
job,
at first as the throw gets away from the first baseman. So Claire Ruff reaches safely for the fourth time today.
Great job, Claire.
Had 3 singles, a couple RBIs. Brings up Kelsey Bremnes with a runner at first. Donald, 6 more outs to go here. Plenty of time.
Nice job, Kelsey.
Kelsey Bremnes sends it out to left center field. That's all the way back to the fence.
Good job.
They are circling the bases at second and third.
Good
now.
Job.
Kelsey Bremnes and Claire Ruff on board with Lizzie Liebrand coming up and no one out.
Come on, Lizzie.
A beautiful,
beautiful hit by Kels there.
Just swung at the first pitch.
Solid. I mean, just solid. Just
score maybe 10-6, but don't count these girls out.
Nope.
Lizzie Liebrandt looks at a ball low.
No, like I said, they've been working hard, and so it's...
Lizzie had a sack fly for an RBI her last time up. Ball high above the numbers.
Great watching, Lizzie.
Walked in the first. It went out in foul territory, I believe, off the ceiling, actually, in inning 3, and then a sack fly for an RBI. She will send one high up into the netting here somewhere. I'm not sure where that came down, honestly.
Right in the girls' dugout here.
That is one advantage that we have here, is it doesn't seem when they go up they're not coming down toward us. One and two the count as the umpire will get another softball thrown in here. Pitch low and in the dirt.
There you go.
3-1. Hitters count for quite the hitter in Lizzie Liebrandt. With runners at second and third. Lizzie laces one foul along the third baseline. Count has worked full at 3-2. Good battle here between Lizzie Liebrandt and Gladys Kading. Runners at second and third. The pitch.
Nice.
Right past the shortstop.
Come on.
Lizzie Liebrandt drives in two.
Woo!
The throw is
good
high.
Job.
Liebrandt is going to take a big turn around second. A two RBI double for Lizzie Liebrandt. McDonald back
great
within
job,
two
Lizzie.
Runs.
She was on two when they.
She was on when they called it, so she should go to three. There
and
you
they
go,
will
girl.
Have her take third. So. Lizzie Liebrandt pulls McDonald back within two. Still
job,
no
Lizzie.
One out. As Liebrandt makes it 10-8.
I'm surprised if I'm the catcher there, I think I'm going to try to get it out of the net instead of
calling.
Giving
the base.
Yeah.
Kelsey, nice slide.
10-8. Somerset leads McDonald by two, but now the Lady Macs will bring the tying run to the plate in Aaliyah Bovee. We have an infield conference right now with the Somerset Spartans. Look for the Mauersberry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Lizzie Liebrandt just gave us one. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauersberry Insurance in Chippewa Falls.
But you're right, Jason. Like with a game like this, the way that it's going, it's like almost more advantageous to get the ball and not necessarily allow that that base.
Bovee takes strike one.
Hey, you fight hard, kiddo. Here we go.
Aaliyah Bovee, the junior second baseman, struck out in the first to walk in the third. She will
there,
dribble
on.
One
there
past
go.
The pitcher. The throw to first in
there
time.
Scores the run.
But the run comes in, and Aaliyah Bovee makes it
go,
a 10-9 game. Bovee with the RBI. Brings up Ella Ahmet. She's walked her last two times up at some very patient ABs.
You know, and knowing these girls, it's like they hate the walks. They want to be hitting that ball. They want to be jacking them out.
First out of the inning. Right back to the pitcher. The throw to first in time, and that is the second out.
Come on, Chloe.
10-9, McDonald within a run, now two away.
Come on, Chloe, you got it, girl.
1-3 on the putout, Chloe Flanagan. Just her second at-bat of the season. Swing and a miss on the first offering. On deck is Miranda Johnson. 1-1 counts. Good eye by Chloe on the second. The 1-1 pitch. That one is low. Good eye by the senior Chloe Flanagan, three-sport athlete. Team trailing 10-9. Took another pitch in a similar location. Called strike two.
Looked like the same pitch, same spot.
That's what I thought too.
But
2-2 pitch. Chloe Flanagan swing and a miss. That will end the inning, but McDonald gets three back as we head to the final frame. Our new score, Somerset 10, McDonald 9. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball. Great to have you with us.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Well, the drama building here inside the Sonnentag. McDonnell has clawed back within a run, a three-run bottom of the sixth for the Lady Macs. They trail 10-9. We're in the seventh, but the top of the order for the Somerset Spartans, being faced by Riley Christensen. First one inside low, ball one. Claire Donahue, four singles today. She is 4 for 4, has scored a couple runs. Has a run batted in as well. Yet to be retired. Can McDonald do it here in this all-important top of the seventh? Upstairs, ball two.
Come on, Rye, you got it.
1-2-2.
Kading on deck. She's 3 for 3 and reached on a fielder's choice. 2-0 pitch. Grounder right through the glove of Riley
there
Christensen. So get it back. Flip to first, and it gets away from Miranda Johnson.
Well, those are hard because you're coming in so hot with that, and, you know, it's...
What a recovery by Riley,
yeah,
actually, if that carried off her glove and then somehow got it back. But Donahue does reach safely for the fifth time.
3-1-4.
That'll bring up Gladys Kading. Again, she started off 3 for 3 with a pair of doubles. Takes strike one.
I have said this before, and it even speaks true now. I would never steal against Lizzie.
Yeah.
Both catchers today have been very...
Yeah, they really have.
Done a great job, I think.
One ball, one strike on Gladys Kading. One run lead here for Somerset, trying to add to it against McDonald's potent offensive attack. Lined right by Claire Ruff for a base hit. Good piece of hitting from Gladys Kading. They are safe at first and second for Somerset.
Okay, Blue, let's go.
That brings up Olivia Johnson. She singled her last time up. Still no one out for the Spartans. Exactly what they were looking for so far from the top of their order. Hannah Heinz, the senior's on deck. Johnson reached on an error, struck out. Sack fly for an RBI. Singled her last time up. Takes one high, ball one. And if you're just joining us, split doubleheader. McDonald will take on the Saints of St. Croix Falls. Coming up later on this evening. We'll take a break in between games. The Somerset and St. Croix Falls will battle. Ball two upstairs.
Here we go, Seth. 6-2-3.
Here we go, Riley. You got it.
Runners at first and second. No one out for Somerset.
Come on,
Sent out to left field.
Get
Chloe Flanagan backtracking.
In.
Makes the glove at the wall. Chloe Flanagan, the senior. A nice catch out there for out one of the inning. And the runners stay put right where they are. As Olivia Johnson is retired.
4-2-4.
Hannah Heinz, the lefty, the senior. Now with one away here in the seventh. One run lead for Somerset, 10-9. Christensen deals, swinging strike.
Nice job, Riley.
When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference of the Medicine Shop pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Ball high, 1-1. Probably goes
without saying it anyway.
Big spot here for both teams,
right?
Yeah.
Runners at first and second. One away now. One run game, 10-9. McDonald trailing by one. Fouled off.
Okay, Riley.
Marissa Wegleitner, who is 3 for 4, is on deck.
6-1-1.
She has a pair of RBIs as well.
6-1-1.
Hannah Heinz, the senior. One ball, two strikes against the lefty. Fouls it back. Battling here against Riley Christensen.
Come on, Riley. You got it, girl.
again, Caleb, like we've talked, this game has been as advertised today. It's what a great game.
Christensen, the 1-2 pitch. Line foul along that third base line for Hannah Heinz.
Well, just the level of competition at the beginning of the season is just...
It's why these two teams
great.
Have wanted to play each other the last 4 years, even if it hasn't worked out as much because of weather. But
it's just awesome, just, you know, challenging each other. I mean, pushing each other is what you like seeing that, though.
The 1-2 again, looking for the call, doesn't get it. That was right there for Riley Christensen.
See Lizzie smiling over there.
Two balls, two strikes. One out, two on, top of the seventh. Line
right up the
through second base.
Come on. Get it, Taylor.
That is going to bring in one run, maybe two. And it will indeed. A two RBI double for Hannah Heinz as she stays alive and makes it 12-9. Good battle there. Marissa Wegleitner has been very impressive today. Donald now down three, trying to minimize damage here in the seventh. Wegleitner takes a strike inside. She's single, drove in a run in the first, a ground out in the third, only time she's been retired. Doubled and scored in the fifth, an RBI single in the sixth for Wegleitner. Chops one to clear rough at short, holds the runner, throws to first in time. Runner advances to third, no throw, but two away.
That's a great pitch, Riley.
Two away.
Claire did a good job there getting that ball out of her glove, making the quick snap to first, and I really thought we might have had a play.
To be able to throw it back to third, yep. Well, and if you watched on third, she kind of overshot it, too, and reached back, so it would have been.
Swinging strike one.
Good pitch, Riley.
Chloe Greeter, the senior. She is 2-for-4, but those two hits have come in her last two at-bats. 0-1 pitch with a runner at third.
Good
looking
pitch.
Down the middle. Didn't get the call. 1-1.
2-1-4. 2-1-4.
Runner at third is Heinz with that two RBI, that big two RBI double. Whistled along the first baseline for a foul. Riley Christensen one strikeout away from getting McDonald out of the inning.
Come on, Riley. You got
him
it,
at
girl.
The plate.
3-1-4.
Do up for the Lady Max. 9-1-2 in the order. One ball, two strikes. Two away.
There
right
goes.
Down the
Good
middle.
Job,
strike
Riley.
Three called. Riley Christensen ends the inning for McDonald. We head to the bottom of the seventh. The score, Somerset 12, McDonald 9. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Softball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich, or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh, yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Bottom of the seventh here on WOGO Sports. Somerset able to put a couple more across to make our new score 12-9. But McDonald has been increasingly potent at the plate. Somerset scored three in the first, one in the fourth, two in the fifth, four in the sixth, two in the seventh. To make our score 12-9. But McDonald, after being blanked in the first and second, scored two in the third, fourth and fifth innings, then three in the sixth. Randa Johnson drives one right to the second baseman, showing off the hops, Riley Hartman, the sophomore, for the first out of the inning. Brings up Riley Christensen. Riley had that two-run homer her last time up.
Here we go, Ryan.
Swing and a miss. Trying to settle in is Gladys Kading, the sophomore. 12-9, McDonald down three. Riley Christensen, to the shortstop. It's going to be a tough throw from her knees, and it gets away from the first baseman. Riley rounding first, heading towards second, diving in head first. That base moves again.
Beautiful play by the shortstop there to knock that ball down.
That was... Olivia Johnson again on her knees, made a bullet throw, just got away from first. That brings up Taylen Hansen with Riley Christensen at second. Swing and a miss.
Good strike. Come on, Tay.
One away for the Lady Max. Riley Christensen, great speed at second. McDonald down three.
Foul.
In the air, tailing foul for Taylen Hansen along the third baseline. She's down on the count, 0-2.
Come on, Taylen.
On deck, Claire Ruff. There's a 3-for-4 day, reached on an error last time, so she hasn't been retired yet. 0-2 pitch. Line right over the bag at second.
Easy.
Riley Christensen is going to hold at third. They are safe at the corners for McDonald.
I thought Coach was... Riley, get back here. It looked like he almost... can't touch the base runner, right?
Yep.
So a single for Taylen Hansen, her third hit of the day. Taylen's 3-for-5.
You know, that's just the way Riley's wired. She's aggressive.
Yes.
You know, she knew probably in her head that I got this.
I can do this. Yeah, but.
Claire Ruff represents the tying run at the plate.
Come on, Claire.
One away here, runners at the corners in the seventh. Throw to second, slide. Throw in time at second, Riley Christensen takes home. Taylen Hansen was not able to beat the throw, but it's 12-10. And now two away. McDonald down to their final out. Bases cleared.
You know, and she comes in frustrated. And that's understandable, but it was a good throw. And so,
yeah.
Air rough to short. The throw to first in time. And that'll end the game here. Competitive matchup between McDonald and Somerset, but the Lady Macs fall for the first time this season, 12-10, as they are now 1-1. Somerset at 2-2. We'll come back after this with our Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Back right after this with thoughts, analysis, a conversation with head coach Rick Ruff, and more. This is Lady Mac softball, front end of our split doubleheader here on WOGO Sports. McDonald falls to Somerset 12-10. We'll be back right after this on WOGO. Good to have you with us.
Looking for a smarter way to save and spend? Royal Credit Union has you covered with the Save and Spend Duo. Bundled checking and high-yield savings for simple, all-in-one banking. Earn 3.00% annual percentage yield on the first $10,000 in high-yield savings with no minimum balance required. Plus, every debit purchase helps you save with Debit Roundup, turning spare change into big savings. Open your Royal Credit Union Save and Spend Duo today at rcu.org/royalbundle. Insured by NCUA.
Do you feel like you're having a bad hair day every day? Minerals in your water can build up, leaving your hair dry, frizzy, and even discolored. A Water Care water softener can nip that problem right at the source. Book your free home water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll have a lot coming up, including our conversation with head coach Rick Ruff. McDonald falling for the first time this season, 12-10. And again, you love being on the winning side, of course, guys, but this is one where you know that this game made you better. And I'm sure Somerset would say the same thing. It's a reason why they came all the way over here today to play.
Oh. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, I think when we look back on today, A couple things, you know, yeah, Somerset is an excellent team, but you know what, so are we. And I think a couple things coach is probably going to talk to the girls about, you know, we left bases loaded a few times today, you know, girls watching that third strike, you know, in those situations, we got to be swinging the bat a little more, be aggressive, and then just, you know, tidying up the outfield a little bit. We had a couple outfield errors today that, We'll improve on, but you know, we're getting better every game, and this is going to be a game that's going to make us better.
Yeah, and you know, we had talked about it, that the score, you know, by two runs, I mean, they were coming back and everything like that, so I think that it was a solid play by the girls. And you know, some of the things that they were frustrated with themselves, you can see, you know, they were frustrated, but that's what makes them want to go out and work harder and work better and go from there.
Coach Rick Ruff joining us here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And Coach, again, one of the things we talked about with these non-conference games early on in the season is did the teams make each other better? And this is one that I think, talking with Somerset Coach Wells beforehand, they wanted to play you guys after being impressed by this McDonald program a few years ago. No moral victories, a loss is a loss, but still it's something where I think they'd say, hey, McDonald pushed us, and obviously Somerset pushed you guys as well here today.
Yeah, if there was anything that came out of this, I think we earned another opportunity to play them again next year.
Yeah. What did you take out of this game? Of course, there's a few plays probably that a lot of girls would wish they had back, but at the same time, after getting down 3-0 and could have easily been more in that hot first inning, able to strand a couple runners and then just kind of bit by bit work your way back into this game and tie it a couple times and even give yourself a chance in the final inning as well.
Yeah, the best thing about this team is that they're going to keep fighting. They're going to keep working and trying to get through. Whatever happens bad is something that we can forget about as quick as we can and move on and get the good things happening. The start of that game, I would think, if anything, we were just not ready. I think we were in a hurry-up mood. Let's get this game get started. We got to get going, and then, but we weren't mentally ready to go right away.
What did you think about the approach to the plate? I mean, we saw even some of your youngsters like Ella Ahmet working deep into counts as well, too, against some really solid pitching, especially from the starter in Wegleitner.
Yes, that's what's going to be, I would say, this team's forte going forward, is we're going to be a team that puts the ball in play a lot. I don't think you're going to see double-digit strikeouts from this team up against most any pitcher in our conference. We're going to be able to compete and put the ball in play and make teams play defense.
And a couple pitchers again here in Kelsey Bremnes and Riley Christensen facing, again, a really potent lineup, but especially at the top of that lineup, very, very difficult. How did this game make them better?
You can't take pitches off. I mean, every pitch matters, no matter what you are in the count. You get ahead in the count, you're still working to hit that corner. You're not just throwing a get me over or get it out of here pitch and go to the next one. Everyone is important.
And finally, Coach, looking ahead to St. Croix Falls, you're going to have a little bit of time in between while they play this Somerset team. What is kind of the goal in between games, too, to say, just like you can't take pitches off, how do you approach that gap in between games here with the split doubleheader format?
The split doubleheader format is, in my opinion, the best opportunity for us to become a team, because this gives us an hour and a half to sit with each other, to learn, to understand each other, to discuss things that happen during the game, and to start to become more of that family that we need to do to be able to be competitive.
Coach, we appreciate your time as always, and looking forward to game number two of the day. The first one was very entertaining, and then hopefully getting a W in the second.
All right, thank you.
Thanks,
that's head coach Rick Ruff. We're going to take another quick two-minute break here because there's a lot of highlights that we want to bring you, and we'll be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
We welcome you back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey, Chris Malika. Before we get to our highlights, our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom fiber fast plays of the game, as we call them, your thoughts, starting with you, Chris, here a little bit more from this first matchup to I think a lot of us echoing what we saw from Coach Ruff, that, hey, this is a very competitive team that's going to put a lot of balls in play this year.
And I like seeing it, you know, the beginning of the season, that they're already got some of that drive and that energy behind them, you know, and I love seeing that right away. And I think it's going to be a good season, and this just kind of drives them to work harder and to fix some of those little mistakes that they made and move forward.
Yeah, I was telling Coach as he was walking, after he got done talking to you guys, that, hey, this is a game, this game in particular, I mean, nothing to hang our heads on. You guys played fantastic. Again, one or two plays, and this is a different score.
Yeah. Indeed.
We found out today, I mean, we can play with the Somersets of the world. I mean, we are a good team.
Yeah, and again, this Somerset program, all the credit in the world to Coach Joshua Wells and what they've built over there, too. Some really, really talented players that played a lot of softball and a lot of high-level softball for Somerset. And I think, again, the St. Croix Falls team that we're seeing warming up right now, too, that's going to be another really good test for the Lady Macs after they play Somerset. Then we'll see. And again, third game, it might be a little bit different with what you see in pitching for both teams as well, too. I think we talked off the air, Jason, that McDonald might be looking at three, four different pitchers here, depending on how things go today, too. But, again, just lots of opportunities for everyone to grow and improve here in these non-conference games.
Yeah, we'll see how the girls, you know, especially for Kelsey and Riley, they pitched some you know, Kelsey threw quite a few pitches. I don't have the exact count, but then Riley did too. You know, if that hour and a half wait has a toll on him, right? Hopefully, I would suspect that, you know, Riley would maybe go game two, and, you know, Jasmine, maybe Aaliyah have to, you know, step in if needed after that. So,
and we'll go now to our 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom. They are your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home and your business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. Here's how it sounded this afternoon on WOGO Sports.
9-1.
Nice. One or two lefties so far in the first six hitters for Coach Joshua Wells. Ooh. Jack swings. Beautiful. Strike three called.
Beautiful changeup.
And there's the first out of the inning.
Settle in nicely here, Caleb.
Yeah, I mean, it always just takes a little bit just to find that groove and get settled in and, mm-hmm. you know.
The 0-2 called. Nice. Strike three. Puncher
nice.
Out.
Nice. Good job.
Kelsey Bremnes. Hartman goes down looking. 2-2 count, two on, two away. Here in the top of the second, Lady Max trailing 3-0 to Somerset. Bremnes, the pitch,
nice.
Swing and a miss. Strikeout number three of the day for
great
Kelsey
job.
Bremnes.
Yeah, that was a
good out of that one. That was great.
Now more.
4-4-1.
Runner at first, two away, 2-2 count. Kelsey Bremnes delivers.
Yes.
Check swing. Ooh. Potter again. Another strikeout victim
go.
To Kelsey Bremnes. And now we head to the bottom of the third. They go down 1-2-3-4 for Kelsey. We're Anna Heinz, the senior center fielder, tough out.
Come on, Kelsey.
Donald trailing 4-2. Bremnes, the 2-2 pitch.
Nice.
Called.
Good
strike
job.
Three.
Great job.
Fifth punch out of the game for
Kelsey
Bremnes. And we head to the bottom of the fourth. Our score, Somerset 4, McDonald 2. We're the sports broadcast crew. Claire Ruff sends
drop
one
in
dropping
yes.
into
on,
the
Riley.
Grass
Come
in
on.
Right field. That's going to bring in a run. Riley Christensen and Claire Ruff pulls McDonald back within one, 4-3.
That's 3-for-3 for Claire today.
And slams it
yep.
deep
nice.
Into left field. That's all the way back.
Beautiful. Get in there, Claire.
Claire Ruff going to hit the brakes at third. Kelsey, a stand-up double.
Beautiful
McDonald
hit.
With two in scoring position, trying to take the lead here in the fourth. All the way to senior year, McDonald's now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. Christensen
nice.
Swinging strike.
Good job.
First strikeout of the game for Riley Christensen. 1-0 count, 2 away, runner at third for Riley. Christensen will send this one out deep to right.
There it is.
That one's yes. gone! A no doubter for Riley Christensen.
There you
she
go,
circles
Riley.
The bases.
Nice job.
The first bomb of the season for Riley Christensen.
Good job, Riley.
And McDonald ties it at 6.
Chris, they must have heard us.
I think so. I think so.
Way, two runs in.
Come on, Riley, you got this.
Somerset has had a response every time McDonald has responded.
There
Harold
you
Wright
go.
Swinging strike three.
Good job.
That's a big punch out for Riley Christensen to put two away.
Good job,
here
Riley.
In the sixth. This sixth inning to work her team. Back to at bats of their own. Runner at third. The 0-2 swinging
go.
Strike three.
Nice job, Riley.
The inning. Riley Christensen sends McDonald to the bottom of the sixth. Our new score, Somerset 10, McDonald 6. We are back in. The pitch.
Nice.
Right
there
past the shortstop.
Go. Come on.
Lizzie
Come on.
Lebrandt drives in two.
Woo!
The throw is
Good
high.
Job.
Lebrandt is going to take a big turn around second. A two RBI double for Lizzie Lebrandt. And McDonald back
Great
within
job,
two
Lizzie.
Runs. Do it for the Lady Max. 9-1-2 in the order. One ball, two strikes. Two away.
There
right
go.
Down the
good
middle.
Job,
strike
Riley.
Three called. Riley Christensen ends the inning for McDonald. We head to the bottom of the seventh.
And that's how it sounded. Your 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom fiber fast plays of the game. There were a lot of them because it was an exciting game and a lot of fun in the first one. And we'll have a break and then do it again.
Sounds good.
Appreciate Chris Malika and Jason Bovey joining me back in the WOGO studios and Hallie, Zach Wycheck, our on-site video operators, making it look so pretty on YouTube and Facebook. Conley Engelmeyer and Sam Aberle again. Urging you to hit subscribe on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and that notification bell so you know exactly when we go live. As again, it'll be maybe hour and a half break before we go live again here too, depending on how long the Somerset and St. Croix Falls game goes. But it'll be McDonald against St. Croix Falls coming up next here on WOGO Sports. Again, your final score, the Somerset Spartans 12, the McDonald Lady Max 10. This has been McDonald Lady Max Softball on WOGO Sports. Good evening. We'll be back shortly on WOGO.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Lady Max brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been McDonald's Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.